Hello, I'm Marianne Penn.
And I'm John Francis.
And on this part of Chatterbox, we will have more news stories and our weekly information desk and a second feature from Derek James. But we begin with more news from round and about Norwich.
And we kick off, with three football stories. A local beer festival is to raffle a pair of gloves and the Peterborough stand at Carrow Road is renamed. But to start, the Canaries have fans that travel a good way to see their team play. And here's the story of a man who's travelled further than most.
A South American football fan has travelled almost 12,000 kilometres to play alongside one of his all-time favourite Norwich City players. Diego Echeverra travelled to the fine city from Chile on Wednesday night to take part in a charity football match at Carrow Road. He had the opportunity to play with former City star Grant Holt in the Canary Legend 11 game. The 33-year-old said, "It has been an amazing experience and the club was very welcoming as I had travelled so far. They even put me in Grant Holt's team. I had come over for him as he was the player I used to follow the most." The charity match, which was organised by the Community Sports Foundation, aimed to raise money for its disabled and disadvantaged programmes. The annual match gives people the chance to play alongside other Canary legends, including Dean Ashton and Adam Dury. Mr. Echeverra said he paid £300 to take part, but got his money's worth as he was able to play a full 90 minutes. It was quite a tiring match. The Sunday League striker said, "I managed to get one goal and it was probably the best goal of my life." He said Mr. Holt's team won 6-5, with the former City striker scoring the winner. Mr. Echeverra, who lives in Santiago, had been a Norwich fan since the 1990s, but because of the vast distance between the two cities, he has only visited once before to watch Norwich beat Cardiff 3-2 in September last year. "People often ask me why I support Norwich," he said, "and I don't really know the answer. I just love the passion of the supporters, and I started to follow the club as it was starting to go up." The wine company salesman said he listens to all the club's matches on BBC Radio Norfolk. And during Norwich's brief stint in the Premier League, he was able to watch them on television. Mr. Echeverria is also visiting the EDP and Evening News offices on Thursday to listen to the Pinkens' end-of-season live debate. He said he plans to stay in the city until Sunday. "I'll definitely be coming back to watch Norwich play next season," he added.
It's a brand tied to a golden era for the Canaries, but as of next season, the Norwich and Peterborough stand will be no more. Instead, for the 2017-18 season at Carrow Road, the old River End will bear the name of Regency Security, a firm best known for providing door staff and event security in Norwich and across the country. Norwich City Football Club director Tom Smith said the deal would form part of the bedrock of the way the club is funded and help sporting director Stuart Webber rebuild the squad. Regency Security owner Gary Powers, who's originally from Essex, said he'd come to the city with the opening of the Mercy nightclub and had soon become a firm fan, attending every match at Carrow Road. The company's already provided security for the Rod Stewart concert at the Grand in 2016 and has now signed a 5-year deal to sponsor the River End and provide match day security. It also has the contract for the forthcoming Take That concert.
A pair of goalkeeping gloves worn by Norwich City legend John Ruddy are among the items up for grabs in a raffle to be held at an upcoming beer festival. The Mulbarton Football Club event will take place at their Mulberry Park ground on Saturday, May the 27th, and Sunday, May the 28th, from midday to midnight. As well as the raffle, there will be live music from musicians such as Lawrence Brooks, the Desert Sleds, Baithead, and the Fever Kings. Other attractions will include an inflatable human football table, tag archery, donkey rides, a circus workshop and show, bouncy castle, stalls and family games.